Fable and Mythos Unchained, Anthropic's Models Return, Claude Sonnet 5 Drops and the AI. Governance Reckoning begins. Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 1st, 2026, and today the AI world is waking up to a landmark moment. Anthropic's most powerful models are back online, a new agent-focused Claude just shipped, and global institutions are sounding the loudest governance alarm yet. Let's get into it. The biggest story overnight, the U.S. Commerce Department has lifted export controls on Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5. These are Anthropic's frontier models, the ones that went dark roughly 2 weeks ago after a government directive citing national security concerns. According to CNBC and the New York Times, access begins restoring today, July 1st, for a group of over 100 trusted U.S. companies. OpenAI's GPT-5.6 was also caught in the same export net. So this de-escalation is significant across the board. The episode exposed just how much AI capability can be switched off by executive order, a fragility that enterprise teams are now scrambling to build contingencies around. Timed almost perfectly to the models coming back, Anthropic also shipped Claude Sonnet 5 yesterday. TechCrunch reports it's positioned as a cheaper, more agentic bridge model, sitting below the Opus tier in cost, but purpose-built for running autonomous agents at scale. As agentic AI becomes table stakes for foundation model providers, Sonnet 5 is Anthropic's answer to the price-performance question enterprises keep asking: can we run fleets of agents without blowing up the inference budget? Early signals say yes. On the funding front, Chamath Palihapitiya is back in an operator's chair. His AI coding startup, 8090 Labs, just closed a $135 million Series A led by Salesforce Ventures. And Chamath has stepped down from the board to become full-time CEO. This is his first executive operating role since Facebook. The company is targeting regulated enterprise software markets with AI-native coding tools. When a high-profile investor goes operator and Salesforce Ventures leads the round, you pay attention. The bet is that coding agents in regulated verticals, finance, healthcare, legal, need a very different trust and compliance stack than generic dev tools. Meanwhile, global regulators are stepping up in parallel. The Bank of England published a review this morning asking whether existing financial rules are adequate to govern agentic AI, specifically in payments, trading, and cybersecurity. The IMF and BIS have been raising similar alarms this month, warning that AI leverage, not just AI valuations, could crack financial system stability. These aren't theoretical concerns anymore. When central banks start drafting new frameworks for autonomous agents making financial decisions, the compliance window for fintechs and banks is shrinking fast. And this morning, the United Nations released a major new report warning that AI's rapid development is outpacing humanity's ability to manage its risks. A UN scientific panel flagged what they're calling an escalating governance gap: frontier and agentic systems moving faster than the scientific understanding needed to keep them safe. The Guardian is reporting the core finding: AI could dramatically worsen global inequality unless a shared framework is adopted now. The UN is also citing widespread gender and racial bias in deployed AI systems as an urgent concern. For enterprise buyers, this report is a signal. Regulatory frameworks are coming globally, not just from Washington. So what's the through line today? Governments can freeze your AI stack and unfreeze it by executive order. Agentic AI is driving the product roadmap at every major lab, and the compliance infrastructure for autonomous systems is officially lagging behind the tech. The labs are moving fast, the regulators are catching up, and the enterprises caught in the middle need a plan for both. Today's business idea: an AI model availability monitoring service. Think a real-time dashboard and alert system specifically for enterprise teams running agentic workflows on frontier models. When Anthropic's Fable and Mythos went dark for 15 days with little warning, hundreds of enterprise pipelines broke silently. a SaaS product that tracks model availability, export control status, and auto-suggests fallback routing to open source or alternative providers, would have paid for itself in that first outage alone. The market is anyone running mission-critical agents on frontier models, and after this week, that list just got very motivated. That's your morning AI briefing for July 1st. Stay sharp out there.